My talk title for today is Connecting Together and Making a Difference Through Prayer. And with this being our Sunday of what we call Friendship Sunday, where we've reached out to those of our friends or loved ones that we would like to share this community with, I wanted to speak about the importance of coming together. And in our world now, with its fast-paced and its instant gratification, with all of our social media and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and emails and texting, they're a wonderful adjunct to our lives because they do connect us in ways we could not be before. However, sometimes the scales tip. And we find ourselves isolated through these kinds of communications and these mediums that become sometimes more important than actually picking up the phone and making a call or making the effort to drive, to come together, to be with people or to join in via our Zoom opportunity for people across the miles. And we don't even realize how much of an isolation that we are experiencing. So I wanted to speak about how important it is to come together. And it's just like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you love the food, what do? You talk to your friends, don't you? You say, oh man, you should go here, you should go there. Or I read this book, it's wonderful, you should read it. And or, hey, I've got this great recipe, you should try it. Or, I love this song, listen to it. What compels us to do that? It's that impulse in, just makes me cry, it's that impulse in our heart that seeks to be together with others, to share, to open our hearts to experience. And in this day and age, it's easy not to take the time to make that little extra effort to be with others, to gather together in community. From a website I was looking at, sagelife.com. The person who wrote the article said, being part of a spiritual community can help boost self-confidence and mental outlook, which in turn can lead to taking better care of yourself. Spirituality can promote close family and friendship bonds and help people cope with physical or emotional pain and other life stressors. It can also offer people a strong sense of community. Regularly gathering with like-minded people can help prevent feelings of isolation. Studies show that people who are spiritual generally have a more positive outlook and live happier, more productive lives. How often do we put our spirituality and our spiritual community in whatever form that takes? How often do we put it at the top of the list? How often do we remember how vital it is to the very lifeblood of our being? And so on a Sunday like this where we gather together, we can recognize, you know, those of you who brought a friend or who invited someone, those of you who are here at that invitation, feel it in your heart that that person who invited you or brought you wanted to share with you, wanted to open themselves, to be vulnerable, to say, this is important to me. Spirituality and being with other people who are of like mind and who are on this path so that we face the challenges, the trials, the difficulties, all the stuff that goes on in our world so we can face that together. And it doesn't mean we have to have the same viewpoint, but we can share the same love with each other. And we can say, I'm here for you. Through a time of grieving, through a time of loss, through a time of celebration. In scripture from Matthew 18:20, it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean to you? Where two or three are gathered, as you sit here in this room, and those of you who are experiencing this via our live stream, you are very present energetically here with us. And in a moment, Susan, I'll have you call out a few of the names of some of the people who are joining with us. But when we gather together, there is something that shifts, that magnifies exponentially. And when we're gathered together, and it says in my name, what it means in the recognition of the universal spirit or energy of all beingness, when you're gathered together in that recognition that we are all part of that one wholeness, then there I am in the midst, we recognize it. And going on in Matthew chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. Wow. How many times have you sat at home and sent a text and just wanted somebody there? And maybe a text or an emoji came back, and maybe it helped. But was it the same as sitting down next to someone or getting a hug or being in the same room, breaking bread, having a meal? Susan, do you have some of the names? You don't, you share a few for now. We might later.
We have Christina and Terry Strunk-Avillier.
Oh, hey, they
Paige
moved.
Barnes.
Okay, wait, hang on just a second, because Christina and Terry have moved to Indianapolis, and so I know they're online quite a bit. It's great to see you. Yeah.
Paige Barnes.
Paige. Hey, Paige. She moved to Ohio, right? Cincinnati. Thank you.
And she just commented, hi. And we have Vicki Thompson.
Yay, my sister in California.
Yeah. Suzanne Gibbons.
Oh, Suzanne and
Emil. And Adrian Nichols.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, these are some of the people that are right here with us right now. Can you feel their energy? You know, just as their names are spoken, and not all of the names show up. And so for those of you, if Susan didn't say your name and you'd like your name spoken aloud, type it in there so she can say that. But, you know, we feel them with us. And we recognize that we kind of get busy and we say, I'm too busy to get together. Even with our families, even sometimes with our friends. But how wonderful when we can come together in a dedicated time like this, on a Sunday morning, to break bread, to have a wonderful picnic following the service, to just be with each other, to see eye to eye, eye to eye, and to celebrate that. Oh, some more, Susan, yes.
Well, I wanted to say that Paige said, yes, she's in Cincinnati, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we miss you, Paige, and hope everything's going so well for you in your new job and your new career. I'd like to share also a quote from Margaret J. Wheatley. She is an author, a famous speaker, and she says, when we seek for connection, we restore the world to wholeness. See, and when we seek, in other words, not waiting for someone else to connect, but when we seek. When we reach out and invited our friends, our loved ones. When we seek for connection, we restore the world to wholeness. Our seemingly separate lives become meaningful as we discover how truly necessary we are to each other. And another person that's necessary to us.
Michelle Clark says good morning.
Oh, Michelle. Oh, yay. Yeah. And so to connect in like this, doesn't it feel good? Even when you hear someone's name you haven't seen for a while, you look around the room, we see, you know, sometimes someone's here 1 week and sometimes not till another week. And yes, Susan, someone else.
And good morning to our friends from Bob and Karen Libby.
Ah, yes, Bob and Karen. They've had some health things that they're healing from, and so their presence is always with us. So part of the thing of gathering together is we recognize that the energy magnifies, it multiplies. And one of the wonderful elements of gathering together like this is coming together to pray. Now, when I say that, how many of you reverted to something from your past that maybe wasn't the most positive experience? Because prayer was a should or a have to. You don't have to nod, you don't have to acknowledge. And maybe that didn't happen. But we have a lot of belief systems that we have carried around with us of what praying means. Is it solemn? Is it on our knees? Is it a should and a have to? And maybe you never had that in your background, but if you have, it's a wonderful time to begin using even another word. So sometimes I say a time of mindfulness, a time of gathering, a time of being one with, because prayer, friends, is simply a willingness to recognize that there is that of creation greater than us that is ever present all around and in and through and as us. And it's our willingness to seek to connect to that within and without. So prayer can take any form. I can't remember somebody said a quote, but I could have said that quote because I've always felt you can dance a prayer, friends. You can sing a prayer. You can create a prayer of music. John has written so much. You can look at a sunset. So prayer doesn't, or you can walk in nature. Thank you, Chrissy. Yeah. So there's so many ways to pray. And they are all sacred to each of us in the different ways that we have learned. So not to put down any way that we might choose to pray, but to recognize we can open up our eyes. And know, one of my dear friends, Cindy Kahani, she wrote a song called All My Life a Prayer. And it's this beautiful recognition that every breath is a prayer. Every breath is an opportunity to connect to infinite spirit. And you don't have to close your eyes. You can be driving your car. And it doesn't have to be solemn. It can be quiet and it can be something you do on your own. And yet when we come together, man, that prayer power just explodes. It just magnifies because as we center into the truth of our being versus having our focus being on outer, the veil of outer circumstances and the outer beliefs, as we center, man, we begin to just resonate this high energetic power. So one of the wonderful things about gathering together in community is to come together to pray, to sing, to be one with. From @therandomvibes.com, the greatest gifts we can give to each other is to pray for one another. It's to pray for one another. So stop to think, when was the last time you prayed for someone else? I will be willing to bet you that it was probably about 5 seconds ago. Because as we started talking about prayer, whose name came into your mind? And unbidden. See, that's the thing, friends. It's right there. That's a prayer. And to recognize that, and yet to recognize as we speak the names aloud here, that resonance helps to lift us up and helps each of us as we're journeying through whatever we're going through in our lives. And the thing is that when we think of someone we love or someone we may have a conflict with, but as we hold them in that higher consciousness, not only do we put forth the energy of healing to them, guess what happens for us? We are open and healed. So it's this wonderful win-win, you know. It's an amazing thing to do. And the more we just begin to recognize that it's as natural as breathing, the more we can begin to participate in praying with and for each other. From Scripture in Acts 2:42, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings. Back, this was in the time after Jesus had died and was crucified, and the apostles were going forth, and people were gathering in Corinth and around as the disciples were taking out the message, as Paul was taking out the message, as Mother Mary was. They were constantly devoted themselves to those teachings and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, gathering together in meals, and to prayer. So when they gathered together, that was a natural circumstance of being with each other. And from 2 Corinthians 1:11, it says, you also must help us by prayer so that many will give thanks for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. So it's wonderful to take this time to focus a little bit more on prayer. Unity has celebrated its World Day of Prayer. I can't remember the history, but I know it's been back for 20, 25 years. It was one of the first organizations where the ministerial students created this wonderful celebration at Unity Village. And they called it a World Day of Prayer, and they invited people to send in their prayers to Unity, which Silent Unity, which is a prayer 24/7. There are people on prayer lines. You can send in a prayer. They hold that prayer consciousness there. But they decided to hold this very special World Day of Prayer to begin to have people be more aware and to focus. So it's celebrated usually the first Thursday of every September. So back at Unity Village, they will begin. They'll start off their services on Wednesday night, but then they do a full 24 hours of prayer. And so here at Unity of Michiana, we celebrate the conclusion of that on Thursday evening with a wonderful experiential service that is devoted to prayer. It is devoted to our own prayers, to prayers for others. There are prayer lists on your sheet. You can fill out one of those. We invite you in the back of the room. There are strips of cloth. It was a tradition to do what were called prayer flags, in the belief that in the Tibetan areas, and they would tie a piece of cloth and believe that the winds, the breath of the universe would carry that into universal spirit, to godness. And so I invite all of you who are here today, even if you've already written a prayer flag, we call them prayer flags, they're a strip of material, to write one before you go on out for our picnic. And then to join us on Thursday, I'll be announcing it in a few minutes too at the end of the service, but to join us either via our live stream, because this year we will be live streaming it. Invite your friends, if they're not able to come here in person, to get on our Facebook page and view that. Those of you who are here, come and join in this time of just being in that element of prayer, of praying for each other, praying for ourselves. And so it's this wonderful opportunity to recognize that prayer power is magnified when we gather together for higher good. Prayer power is magnified. Yes, Susan.
I just wanted to acknowledge that Teresa Anderson is on and says hello.
Oh, hey, Teresa. We're so glad you're joining. Thank you. And so just recognize it. It's powerful to pray on our own and in the ways we pray, because a lot of scripture too says, and Jesus said to go come away for a while to rest. And that's important as well. Yet when we come together, friends, we magnify that prayer power. So then we talk about, how do I pray? How many of you go, oh, well, I don't have the words. I don't know. I start to pray, I don't have the right words. Anybody gone there? I do. Wait, what am I trying to say? I don't know. Does God speak English? I don't know. You know, because we question that. And then we question, does prayer make a difference? When should I pray? Is it important? So have each of you for just a moment to breathe. You don't even have to close your eyes. be aware of your breath. Do you feel the difference? Right there is proof positive. Prayer makes a difference. And when we magnify that, when we breathe together, when we invite the flow of infinite spirit, when we choose to connect to that higher source, whether we call that God or beloved Holy Spirit, there is something that happens greater than anything we can imagine. So I have a couple of quotes from both of our founders here in Unity. The first one is from Myrtle Fillmore, from her Healing Letters, and she says, "Sometimes we pray to a God outside of ourselves." She says, "It's the God in the midst of us that frees and heals. Prayer then is to change our minds and our hearts so that God's omnipresent good may fill our minds and hearts and manifest in our lives. It's not about changing God. It's about changing ourselves and being the conduit through which that flows. Prayer is the most effective method of renewal and transformation because in prayer we associate with God and not with the problem." And Charles Fillmore, in his book Jesus Christ Heals, says, "We must begin by knowing that God is spirit. Spirit is not located in a big man called God up there in the sky somewhere." He didn't put that, I did. "But it's everywhere, the breath of life, over all and through all and in all." That comes from Scripture. "The highest form of prayer is to open our minds and quietly realize that the one omnipresent intelligence knows our thoughts and instantly answers even before we have audibly expressed our desires." Wow, that takes away any onus on us that we have to come up with the right word or the right prayer at the right time, figure out. It lets us just be. Just open ourselves to letting that spirit flow through us, to uplift us, to heal us, to bless us. And when we are uplifted and blessed, and when that energy goes out in the world, guess what? It touches everybody else. So Scripture reminds us from Ephesians 6:18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying." And from Isaiah 65, verse 24, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." So as you engage this next week in recognizing the importance of being together and the importance of prayer and its power to be magnified, to know that we are joining together and as an association of churches, Unity Worldwide Ministries, that churches not only throughout the United States but throughout the world from Wednesday evening through Thursday evening will be focusing on prayer. Let us know that we are all a part of that and let us magnify it. Amy Skay, who is an instructor in the Archdiocese of Hartford's Biblical School, she says in prayer, "Do that which brings you most mindfully into God's presence." Isn't that lovely? "Do that which raises your mind and heart to God's love." It's like Chrissy was saying, go for a walk in the woods. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Give them a hug. Look into someone's eyes and say, "I see the light that you are." Reach out and make that connection. And from celebrateyoga.com, it says, "Remember, our prayers do not need to be long. Sometimes only a word or two will suffice. And sometimes just a moment of intention is all it takes." Looks like we have someone else.
Sue Ann Sellers.
Sue Ann, hey, sweetie. It's good that you are joining us. We're so glad to have you be a part of and connecting in. Thank you. And so, friends, as we engage in this wonderful experience we're going to partake of next, of breaking bread together, of this wonderful picnic and outdoors and being together. Let us know that that in itself is a prayer, is a form of prayer. It's a mindfulness. It's a blessing. It's an upliftment. And let's engage in that as we go forth and know that we are all part of that greater whole. And so in closing, I will share a quote from Harvey Fierstein. Many of you know him as a famous actor, a playwright. He has this wonderful gravelly voice, which I will not replicate. But he says, "I do believe that we're all connected. I do believe in positive energy. I do believe in the power of prayer. I do believe in putting good out into the world, and I do believe in taking care of each other." Friends, let's do that prayerfully, mindfully, for ourselves and for each other. Thank you so much for being here this Sunday morning, and look forward to sharing a delightful picnic with you as we conclude for today.